USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The State Department blames radical terrorists for the death of more than 200 people, including several Americans in Sri Lanka. The BBC's Samuel Kiley reports security forces have fanned out following 8 individual bombings of churches and hotels.
There are special forces troops I've just seen also on the outskirts of the airport in Balaclava. So clearly they are operating on the basis that this complex attack may not yet be over.
Police say a total of 13 people have been arrested. Pope Francis denounced the bombings through an interpreter.
To all the victims of such a cruel act of violence,
affido al Signore quanti sono tragicamente scomparsi.
I entrust to the Lord all who so tragically died.
E tutti coloro che soffrono a causa di questo drammatico evento.
And all those who suffer because of this traumatic event.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
An actor is projected to win the presidential election in Ukraine. Vladimir Zelensky's apparent victory is an example of life imitating art. On TV, he plays a school teacher who accidentally becomes Ukrainian president. Then he goes into battle against oligarchs and corrupt officials. That performance on TV, including his campaign promises, made him the frontrunner in the election, despite him having no political experience. It was a birthday party fit for a queen. Britain's Queen Elizabeth is marking her 93rd birthday and her 93rd Easter at Windsor Castle. Elizabeth took the throne in 1952 at age 25. She is now the longest reigning British monarch. She has an official birthday celebration coming up in June. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democrats and Republicans battled over the Mueller report on the Sunday talk shows. On ABC's This Week, House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff suggested the special counsel's hands were tied on obstruction charges.
The most that he could do was say that the evidence did not exonerate the president. And I think the reason why he did that is because he could not only not indict the president, but I think he also felt that he could not say that the president should be indicted.
On CBS's Face the Nation, GOP Senator Mike Lee of Utah questioned the Democrats' strategies on impeachment.
That, of course, is a political question, and I think, politically speaking, it would be a mistake for them to do it. It sounds like some of them are inclined to go down that road.
The FBI says it's arrested the leader of a right-wing militia group, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
New Mexico Attorney General Hector Valderos is saying that the rule of law is best left to the professionals after the FBI arrested the head of a militia that was patrolling his state's border with Mexico. Larry Mitchell Hopkins now charged with illegal possession of a firearm, and more charges are possible. His United Constitutional Patriots posted videos recently of members detaining migrant families at gunpoint along the border until they handed them over to Border Patrol agents. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.